And as I look to my left, oh my God, Danny Elfman has stopped by in the studio to say happy birthday to me. This is crazy.
Happy birthday to you.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
How many people can say they got Danny Elfman to sing that, Frank? Come on.
No, I should do it like, how would Jack say? Happy birthday to you.
Wow. See, that's my day is made. Thank you so much. That's crazy. I mean, we have, I guess you stopping by today because we were giving away your tickets earlier to the Disneyland. Or not Disneyland. That was a Halloween time thing.
It's a Hollywood Bowl.
Where is it?
Danny, right, he's drunk. You can't.
Where is it? I've had a couple beers, Danny. Oh, there it is. It's a Disney Tim Burton Bowl. Nightmares Before Christmas.
At the Hollywood Bowl.
At the Hollywood Bowl. This is an annual thing, right? Does it happen every year?
Well, we've been actually alternating the last 4 years with my show called From Boingo to Batman to Big Mess and Beyond to Nightmare to Boingo and then back to Nightmare. So 4 years in a row, we've been going up and back and up and back. But this is our 12th and 13th times, I believe, playing Nightmare at the Bowl.
12th and 13th being October 25th and the 26th, they'll be at the Hollywood Bowl. And the
26th is Lucky 13.
Is it?
Yeah. 13th show. 13th Nightmare show at the Bowl.
The tickets go on sale today in a little over a half an hour at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. So we've been giving away all week long. And those were the hottest tickets, too, by the way.
Everybody wanted those, Danny.
As soon as I said I had them today. And I think in the 6 o'clock hour, the first two requests.
Hottest tickets next to the Powerball tickets.
I mean? Oh, I'll take the Powerball. Thank you.
Do you play the lottery? I mean, is that something that...
No, I consider myself... The most unlucky person possible. I have a nephew who's invested in an Apple, and he's always told me, the day you buy in, Uncle Danny, to Apple, tell me, because I need to cash out the day before. Because it'll crash.
You don't have the Midas touch.
You have that reputation.
I don't have
family.
The Midas touch, but I want to win that Powerball.
Yeah, right.
Come on.
I know.
Is there something that you're like, maybe you're a frugal guy, but you won the lottery and you're like, you know what? I'm going to get that thing that I wouldn't buy for myself otherwise. Do you have something in mind? If it was a half a billion dollars?
Oh, a half a billion dollars?
I think that's what it is, right? Isn't it like in the 700 billion
dollars? Yeah, lump sum.
You know, I'll have to think about which half a billion dollar item I'm really missing most. Yeah. There's so many. I mean,
your yacht? I mean, is there
I would
something?
Buy a blimp and just live in a blimp above everyone.
A blimp. I love that.
Just have a blimp house.
And then you could say I live in a dirigible.
Yes,
that's right.
Dirigible.
You're an incorrigible in a dirigible.
I live in that dirigible just above your head. That's my house.
See me at all times.
And it's big. It's even bigger than the Goodyear blimp. So you're just always, that guy. You're like the McMansion in the sky.
Yeah, enormous. Takes up like about 14 blocks.
Yeah, and I always make it fly like with the rotation of like the earth. So I'm always in front of the sun. I'm eclipsing the entire city at all times. It's like, move your blimp.
Move your dirigible.
Trying to get some sun.
Move that blimp. Move that blimp. Hopefully you don't win.
Danny, thanks for stopping by. It's quite a surprise. It's my birthday. Did you know that?
I know.
Oh. I know.
55.
Yeah, to have you come by. I'm 55 years old.
Well, that's why I'm here. I heard about that and just walked all the way here.
I gotta be there.
From Hollywood, I just gotta be there for this birthday.
What a guy, Danny Elfman.
Yeah, we had such a great time with you last time. And I was like, you think you're ever gonna come back? And I'd be like, I don't know if people are not. And
you never know if people are gonna come back. Today.
Yeah, well, you just can't keep me away, can you?
No. I said when you left last time, like, open door. Anytime you want to come back, it's always open for you.
Oh, you're regretting that now, aren't you?
I was like, you're the only one that's taking me up on that.
Yeah. Why did I tell him it's an open door?
Come back twice. But definitely the Disney Tim Burton, The Nightmare Before Christmas is happening at the Hollywood Bowl. It's one of those things that is a bucket list thing that you must see and check it off. And it's going to be October 25th and the 26th. And the tickets go on sale today in a half an hour at Ticketmaster.com. How do you feel about birthdays, Danny? Do you enjoy them? Or do you like to like people like surprise, or are you like don't bother?
No, what I like about birthdays is that I get to eat whatever I want, which I don't get to do every day of the week. So I don't really eat sugar. but really? I can have as much as I want on my birthday and Thanksgiving. So I look forward to
it. Is that like
I just dive in. I just like dive nice. Into that
it's
sugar cloud.
Yeah.
I live in that cake. I mean, I'm just frosting all over me, and I'm pushing it all in my mouth.
You have a cheat day, but it's only on your birthday once a year.
And Thanksgiving.
And Thanksgiving, because, because Danny rips that shirt off right now, which he could just rip it off his body.
He is Danny, like, you are.
He's yoked.
Seriously.
Well, but that's not why I don't eat sugar, but it's what it helps, I guess.
I know. It does help you stay trim, for sure.
Thanks, you. Thanks. But, you know. I get all the sugar I want, so I look forward to my birthday. I'm actually dreaming about it like about 2 months before it arrives.
When
I'm
is
such
your
a
birthday?
Sugar junkie. If,
Danny,
May 29th.
May 29th, and if we're going to send over a cake, is there a specific type of cake?
Like about 6 feet tall that I could jump off a stepladder and dive into it and then just eat my way out of the side.
So that's why you don't eat sugar, because it would get out of control, and you would never be able to leave the house. You'd be one of those people who's like on a mattress, just covered in cake, going,
I need more cake.
No, it's true. Once I start, I almost can't stop.
That's how Frank is with whiskey.
Well, a lot of people, my problem is cake.
Yeah.
Were you a heavy set child?
You know, I was a little bit pudgy as a kid, I wasn't heavy, but I was, you know, like, oh, you want to poke, you know, like the kind of kid you want to poke. Look how cute he is. Poke. Like
Was cake and candy a reward mechanism growing up? It's like, oh, look, Danny got an A. Here, let's go to the ice cream store.
No, it wasn't a reward. It was just, you know, but I did. It was the generation where we had dessert every night. The end of dinner, you know.
Oh, right.
Chocolate pudding or this or that. But me, anything with whipped cream.
And you had to eat your dinner in order to get your dessert.
Exactly. But now, you know, unfortunately in my family, diabetes runs in the family. So,
you know,
they started making me back off.
But pudding, man. Pudding, it's like, it's gone. It's lost. I remember having like pudding after dinners, too. I was in that generation.
Always had the little glass jars that she'd have in the fridge.
How can you eat your pudding if you don't eat your meat?
Yeah.
You know, I grew up in Los Angeles, and there's a little hamburger stand in Westwood called the Apple Pan. I don't know if you ever heard of it.
Oh, yeah.
Was there when I was in high school. It's still there now. But on Sunday nights, me and my buddies would go there. We'd order the hamburger. But really, we were there for the fresh pecan pie
that
they made every Sunday. And it was covered with whipped cream. And you'd see the four of us sitting there at our... It's a counter, like holding our eyes half closed.
Pecan coma.
Pecan coma. The fork drops out of the.
That's what Oingo Boingo was going to be called. It was going to be called Pecan Coma.
Pecan Coma was the alternate name.
And, option for the band.
Exactly. And, you know, we stressed heavily over that. Oingo Boingo or Pecan Coma.
memorable birthdays that you've had. Like, was it a gift that you got? Was it a disaster?
Every birthday, I'm still alive is memorable.
That's a great answer.
Yeah, because I feel like I beat death one more year. And I could, like,
take
thumb my
reaper.
Nose and go, ha, got away from you again.
Bastard. Do you like those Final Destination movies where they beat death and death's like, you can't beat me?
Exactly. We can't beat death. The new one has got the best 20 minutes. I've ever seen.
Is it seven or something? Like, were they up to?
I don't know what number it is, but the one that just came out this year, the first 20 minutes of that is so great.
Just the way they come up with the ways that death.
New ways to kill people. Just,
new ways to kill people, but in just more and more extravagant ways. It's just,
Danny Elbman here with us. Did anybody call and get those tickets to see Rob Thomas tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Those are gone.
Yeah.
I want to remind you once again that Disney's Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas is going to happen on October 25th and 26th. So you can get your tickets. Go to Ticketmaster. But it's going to start the sale at 10 a.m. And I know those are both going to sell out. Because
it's going to be a great show. We have Janelle Monáe doing Sally and Keith David doing Oogie Boogie and Ricky Lindholm doing Lock, Shock, and Barrel along with John Stamos.
Playing the best of the Beach Boys.
It's
on drums.
It's going to be a fun show.
So, Danny, when you're backstage at the Hollywood Bowl, going back to food and sugar, do you have... So, because you don't have sugar, there's nothing even special back there for you?
No, I don't care about
anything.
Oh,
this is for Danny Elfman. This is for Danny. Don't touch
No, I just
Danny.
See other people with their little trays of brownies and cupcakes, and I'm just going...
hell with you.
You go, let me watch. Let me watch you eat it.
Let me watch you eat it. But that is true. I was at a 4th of July once with my family, and one friend brought, he'd always bring over like 6 or 7 pies from the House of Pies and lay them out there. Oh. And I was watching everybody, you know, sir, Mike, have more.
Yeah, yeah.
And he goes, I understand, you know, sugar, pie, dessert, this is your porn.
It's your porn.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Watching people eat
watching
pie.
People eat pie.
I love watching somebody face down in pie.
Because I'm really encouraging them. Have another slice. Yes. Oh,
lick the meringue with your tongue. Lick the meringue with your tongue. Lick it with your tongue. Oh,
what is that? Yeah. Banana cream? Oh, yeah. Banana cream.
What was your favorite fairy tale, Hansel and Gretel?
Yeah, it really broke my heart.
The breadcrumbs.
Hansel and Gretel, yeah. I was traumatized by that.
I mean, when fall comes up, I instantly think of Danny Elfman. I mean, the fall relation and everything else with Halloween and stuff. Are you a big pumpkin spice guy?
Yeah, you know, it's just funny that I would end up as this Halloween kind of tradition, both with Oingo Boingo, and now again, years late, 25 years after Oingo Boingo, I'm back on Halloween. Halloween was always my favorite holiday, my favorite night of the year as a kid. I was just one of those kids that, you know, Christmas, I always got a little sad at Christmas time. Mm. And, you know, birthdays were fine, but Halloween was always my big night.
Danny, was Halloween for you, did you always go scary, or did you mix it up every year?
No,
did you go
I was a monster kid. Okay. I only went to monster movies. I was a monster kid, and I would, you know, think, you know, even when I was little and I was looking really silly, I thought I looked really scary.
Of course. And,
But it was always about Halloween and running amok with other kids. You know, it was this wild night. Now, back in those days, our parents didn't walk around with us.
No.
I did with my kids. Mm-hmm. We just ran around in groups. And it was like just kids being set free in these other characters. They get to be another personality.
And to go get candy from people.
And get candy sugar on top of it. So it was kind of like a double win-win thing. There was the sugar, the candy. There was the getting to be something else, getting to pretend you're scary, and getting to run amok with other freedom. Kids.
Did you do any of the TPing of other people's homes?
No. I just loved...
Just loved running around.
Imagining I was scaring people.
Did your house ever get TPed and you walked outside?
No.
No? Okay. No.
I grew up in Baldwin Hills here in Los Angeles, actually.
All right.
I never TPed anybody, and we never got TPed.
Oh. Mm. I took my son TPing when he was like 7 years old. And it was great. We were teeping in this lady's house because she was like the neighbor who was like a really nasty neighbor. Let's just teep your house. And we had like a minivan. So then the door opens up and I'm running to the minivan with the kid. It was like, we're running. It was the best experience.
Wouldn't that
ever.
Life lesson, Danny, to teach your child? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a good thing the owner didn't come out with a shotgun.
Oh, I know. Exactly.
You got real lucky.
There could have been that.
We got to be careful.
At this day, yes.
Fortunately, my parents were really nice. So nobody really wanted to.
No one TP'd the house. Yeah.
They were school teachers and really nice people.
Do you remember, Danny, the house that always had the really good candy, like the full size, not the fun size, but they gave out full size?
Well, probably everybody where you grew up, right?
No, it was all like kind of little candy. You'd grab a fistful and, you know.
Oh, a fistful? They didn't just give you one.
No, you'd reach in. I just remember reaching in a bowl and you'd grab, of course, with our little hands, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A fistful might only be 4 or 5, but you got a handful and then you run off. And
what was the prize possession back then? Jolly Rancher?
I love chocolate and nuts.
Oh, chocolate.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Chocolate.
Any, you know, what would be like a
Snickers?
Yeah, the kid who dressed Freddy Krueger with the blades on the
feet. Oh, it's hard for him to reach it.
No, he just takes, I mean, he can scoop a lot right there. Yeah. That's a great idea for
Or
the,
if you're coming hand. Going as Edward Scissorhands, you could like stick it in there and come out with 5 on each end of each finger.
The end of everything.
Just 10 pieces of, exactly.
Do you still celebrate as far as dressing up as an adult? Do you still go to Halloween parties now?
The last time I, there is a costume contest at the show.
Oh.
By the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so people wear your costumes. But for me, the last time I remember, my daughter was, I think, around 14. And, you know, I took my kids trick-or-treating every year. And by that time... I did Quasimodo, but I did the whole thing with the prosthetic makeup. I had eye down on my cheek, you know, one like 2 inches lower than the other eye.
Cinema Secret
like,
style.
Exactly. I really put a rope around me, and so that she, when as she would be able to yank me back, that if other kids were going, I might lunge at them and she'd pull them back and go, no. I thought it was just going to be so funny. And she used to love stuff like that, but she hit that age, you know, 14, 15, where, Dad, no.
I want to go with my friends.
No, wait, no, please don't. You're embarrassing me. And I realized, oh, it's so sad.
It's over.
I've become an embarrassment.
it's official.
Which is inevitable.
Yeah, it's going to happen to all of us.
But that's the last time I really went hog wild.
So the costume contest that you're having at the show, talking about Disney Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas, is going to be each night. There's a costume contest, 25th and 26th.
Yeah.
And costumes associated with the show or just any kind of Halloween-y type of...
Well, I mean, we generally encourage people to dress as Tim Burton characters from any Tim Burton movie.
Okay.
Not so like slutty cop.
You could be a slutty cop.
Oh, okay.
Better to be a headless horseman Jack or a Sally.
Just be slutty Tim Burton. Whatever. Yeah. I mean, it's your take.
I'll come as slutty Batman. How's
that? There'll be some slutty Batmans and some slutty Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah, if you want to get tickets, it's going to go on sale.
How about Large Marge? No one's ever done that. Yeah. Come as Large Marge with the eyes popped out.
That's definitely going to be a winner right there. Yeah. So it comes as Large Marge. You're definitely going to be in the finals anyway.
I'm giving you clues.
Yeah, tickets go on sale at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Two shows, Hollywood Bowl, October 25th and 26th. Like I said, this is one of those things that you don't want to miss because, like I said, you do it like almost like every other year, so you don't know what's going to
be. Every couple of years.
We'll
see how it goes.
But yeah, it's going to sell out, so definitely get online at Ticketmaster.com at 10 a.m. As far as we've covered Halloween, we've covered birthdays, Christmas death. Makes you sad.
Yes, Grim Reaper.
And death, we've covered Grim Reaper. your kids, she's 15, but that was like a long time ago. Is she grown, gone now?
Oh, yeah. Now she's a mom.
Oh, she's a mom now. So grandpa.
Yeah.
So how old's the grandchild?
Two.
Oh, my God. I have a six-month grandchild and it's just the best. So it's two. It gets better every year.
Oh yeah. No, I actually have a 2, 5, and 9 because I have my other daughter. Lily.
Yeah.
The one that was embarrassed by me has the 2-year-old.
Oh.
What do your grandkids call you? Because I guess they get to choose what they call you, like Pop Pop or whatever.
Yeah. Grandpa D.
Grandpa D.
Yeah.
Like it.
Grandpa D.
And obviously there's another grandpa on the other side of the family.
My daughter Lola, with her two, Paul and Simon, there's another grandpa on the other side. And with Molly, my younger daughter, the one that I embarrassed,
going as Quasimodo,
he still calls me Grandpa D. But then, I guess there's always two.
I mean, yeah, you got to distinguish because sometimes they'll do like, I'm Papaw and I'm grandpa, granddad, or grandma.
I can't talk yet, and so they're trying to like, Papaw.
They're talking about you.
They call me Grand PP. I'm like, I don't
like that
Grand
one.
PP.
That sounds
usually
strange.
The kid will choose it. And that's, just,
that's a good one.
I know.
No,
it could be taken the wrong.
I know. I have a Grand PP.
You have a Grand PP.
I don't want to say anything negative about that.
I hear there's nothing grand about it, by the way.
It's a baby grand.
That's a subjective thing.
Baby grand.
That's a subjective thing.
It is. Danny makes a solid point. It's a subjective thing.
It's how close you are to it.
How big is my hand?
Yeah, you have some very big mitts.
I got some big mitts.
Stay away from Heidi.
Boy, we're covering some good ground here.
We are covering it all.
Yeah, we usually do.
Yeah, that's true.
We're all over the board.
And that's why after I leave today, you're going to go. By the way, that revolving door. Just
No. It's chill. It's a left open for you. Any new ink you got? Because I was looking at your ink. You got any new ink. Stuff?
I'm done.
Oh, you're done.
I got new ink, but I got my last.
You're not done. Everybody who has tons of ink says that it's their last ink. You're not.
Yeah, I think I am.
Almost every inch of your body.
The last one hurt.
Not
too
every
much.
Inch of my body, but I'm kind of over it right now.
Are there any that you regret? Because I have one that I don't regret what it is.
Well, most of what I've got, I've only gotten in the last 6-7 years. You know, I started 35 years ago with my right leg, intending to do my right leg and left arm. But then I got distracted for a quarter century, because that happened.
Yeah.
And I do have this policy. Every quarter century, you have to finish a project. You know, oh, it's been a quarter century. I'll reorganize the closet. It's been a quarter century. I think it's time to clear out the garage. It's been a quarter century. I think I should finish those tattoos.
Finish all the tattoos.
Exactly.
And it started as the idea of being one arm, one leg. And
yeah,
then now
but then it got
to...
out of control on my torso, you know, when mm-hmm. I started in. And then I realized every time I stopped, I'd see more real estate. Real estate has to be yeah. filled. It's like Donald Trump, you know, in his head, looking at a lot in New York with no yeah. building on it.
Got to put
just
something there.
Just an empty
there.
Lot. He said, it probably would drive him crazy. I've got to put up a big... ugly.
So you wouldn't even see the tattoos. You'd see the voids between the tattoos.
Yeah, so I would see these voids. Go, no. Something has to go there. Since I'm very obsessive, I'd start to like think about it until I finally did it.
Which one was the last one?
This lizard.
The lizard skeleton. Yeah,
because I wasn't even going to do my right arm. And then once I started, you know. Because
it was a right leg, left arm situation yeah, in exactly. the beginning. And then it just 25 years.
Significance of the lizard or just happened to fit in that hole?
I wanted something to fit in this space, and then I liked the idea of it intersecting these bands. So, but after I finished that, I said, you know, I think that's it for me.
That's it. No
and,
more.
And, I mean, I don't want to do my other hand. That's for damn sure.
Which one hurt the most?
The hand.
Yeah. The hand? The yeah. palm,
I would think the
palm
abdomen.
Of the hand?
The elbow, inside of the elbow's bad. The ribs are bad. There's a lot of bad places,
ooh, yeah.
but the palm of the hand was definitely the worst. The fingers and the palm of the hand.
Ooh.
So... it's like,
I think, yeah, but anywhere where there's not a lot of meat.
I heard the tops of the feet.
I have the top of my my right foot done.
What'd you put on the top of your foot?
It's just like this, just designs.
Oh, just designs.
Yeah, just dots and lines.
See, so he has blank space on his left foot, and I guarantee the next time Danny Elfman comes in, he's going to have yeah. tattoos on his left foot.
He's obsessive. We're reminding him of all the spaces that he doesn't
right,
have.
Right, he's like, oh, yeah,
that's
like,
why'd you going to do that? The thing they didn't tell me about, because I always used to say, wait till you're older and you really know what you want, and then yeah. you won't lose things. Now I go, do it when you're young. It hurts a lot less.
The skin is thicker.
A lot so less. So I learned this difficult lesson about coming back to tattoos after like 25, 30 years. It hurts way more.
Now, are you a guy that did butt cheeks?
I have not done my butt cheeks.
See, we're giving him more room.
Oh,
my God.
Oh,
no.
All right, 818-955-2955.
What did she do to me?
What tattoos can Danny put on his butt cheeks? 818-955-2955. I guess some suggestions coming in.
Boingo on one cheek, boingo on another cheek.
Pecan pie.
The O's are in the middle.
Yeah. Pecan pie and a coconut cream.
Pecan coma.
Yeah. Red velvet cake on one side and a pecan pie on the other.
Jack Smellington.
Oh, damn, Johnny.
Nice.
Wow.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Starting to get thinking here.
Yeah. He's not honest.
What's his wheel start turning? Yeah.
He's going to tattoo parlor when he needs here.
On my butt.
That's perfect. Eating a pecan pie.
Eating a pecan pie, yeah.
I mean, with whipped cream.
Yeah, that's how this thing started. It was like in the office. It was a suggestion amongst the crew, the staff. I'm like, I want to get a forearm tattoo. So everyone throw out something. And so it's like, let's get a shark. And then let's get a grizzly bear surfing on the great white shark with a snake in his mouth while shooting an AK-47. The snake's smoking a cigar. And then so basically it was a team building exercise.
No, that's
and that's
great.
How
that's
I got
a great
this
way to do it, though.
Was
why
a
not?
Joke,
I think
Danny.
I think that's actually not a bad way to do it.
Yeah, I mean, it meant nothing. We all got it together.
It was like a Mad Libs, but tattoo style. I don't know. Give me a noun.
So
shark.
Now, Smellington and the pecan pie has to happen just for the fun of it.
Yeah, Smellington and the pecan pie. You know, that sounds like a kind of a hit TV show.
It really does.
It does.
It's our show here late night on the radio.
Smellington and the pecan pie. Don't miss this episode of Smellington and the pecan pie.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a hit on
Fox. Oh, my
gosh.
I really want it to happen now.
Can I write the theme?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Of course.
Absolutely.
God.
Avery has a tattoo suggestion for your butt cheeks. Danny Elfman. All right. Hello, Avery.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Morning. Happy birthday, Frank.
Thank you. What should Danny put on his butt?
Okay. This one's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's going to get a hound dog. On his butt cheek, and he's going to be chasing a rabbit into your beehole.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah.
Very nice.
And I'm imagining you're thinking you don't really even see the head of the rabbit. It's already
just the cottontail.
It's half inside, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Is that what you were thinking?
That's what I was picturing.
Yeah, well, yeah. More like he's like running. He's like on the outer part of the cheek, like inner part of the cheek. You
looking
know?
Over his shoulder.
So we don't know if he's going to get caught before he gets the safety or not.
No, I like Danny's version where it's half in, half out. Yeah. And he's,
Oh, there you go. Yeah,
he made it. He made it.
Yeah, you know that. You don't want to worry people. You want to make sure that he knows the rabbit's safe. It's going to be fine.
Right above the crack.
He made it. Like he made it. Leg sticking out.
Yay.
Yay.
Little cartoon signs saying safe.
Yeah, safe. We're Team Rabbit.
Well, thank you, Avery. Avery, do you want to go see Coheed and Cambria and Taking Back Sunday? Because I still have some tickets for that.
I can't. I'm the guy that lives in Utah. I called you guys forever, and I've been a long-time listener, but moved to Utah. But, I mean, if you want to give me, like, a
T-shirt VIP. Or something? Oh, you want a VIP? I'll give you a VIP at IronFrank.com so you can watch the show.
Thank you, guys.
The webcast every single day. You'd be in the running to get that Blind Barrel subscription at the end of the month that we're giving away for the VIP Give Back giveaway.
You know, I'm so surprised coming in here that you really do have a live audience that says yay and claps in the next room. I always thought that was a recording, but there they are. They're right through the glass.
It's 8 minutes away from your task, go to Ticketmaster.com and get your tickets to Disney Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas. Danny Elfman is nice enough to stop by here on my birthday on the day that it goes on sale. And we've been giving away those tickets all week. It was nice enough to give us some of those, and those are all gone now. So go buy them at Ticketmaster.com starting at 10 a.m. The shows are October 25th and 26th at the Hollywood Bowl. Thank you so much for coming
in. Thanks for having me.
Like I said, you know,
it was so fun.
Thanks, kids.
Anytime. They're actually just under the table.
Right. Now go back to school. You got to go to school now.
I appreciate it. So
we now have to apologize. Thanks to everybody who called up on my birthday, and then everyone who gave me the nice birthday wishes through text and everything else. I really appreciate it. You guys.
Happy birthday, Frank.
Thank you. Appreciate you all so much. See you on Monday. But right now, Heidi, let's apologize to everyone we have offended today and get the hell out of here.
All right, all you lazy moms, shrinks, drummers, and West Virginia strip clubs.
My buddies Brent, Don, Andrea, and Mrs. Dean.
Dr. Sadie, Ann Myers, Willie Nelson, and CEO Frank Diarrhea.
Makeout Missy, Tammy's Panties, roommate Chad, and Brian Odie.
All you overthinkers, the Carolina Panthers, Winslow, Arizona, and gem of a man, Danny Elfman.
My cousin Little Susan, my nieces and nephew Ellie, Sophia, and Hayden, my daughter and son Cassidy and Gail, and my wife Carmen. I'll be looking forward to that hug later. Yeah, it's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
You really have to listen to the whole show. Brought to you by GiveMeTheVin.com, America's best car buyer. We are Heidi and Frank.
The hanging mistletoe, they kiss? Why, that looks so unique. Inspired, the gathering around, hearing story, roasting chestnuts on a fire. What's this?
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for The Heidi and Frank Show. Thanks for listening.